Turtle Farms.
Hi, is Randy there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Stefania from Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, and what is their call in regards to?
It's in regards to some past financing that was done with First Citizens Bank.
I don't know when that would have been.
That was in 2012.
Okay. I can give him a message and have him call you back. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What's your
Let me know when you're ready. My phone number is 858-252-1934.
Okay.
And like I said, my name is Stefania. So it's like Stephanie, but an A at the end.
Okay.
And I'm calling in regards to that past financing with First Citizens.
Okay. All right, I will give him the message.
Okay, thank you. And what was your name?
My name is Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie. How's business been for you guys?
It's good. Well,
good.
I guess it could always be better.
Yeah, I mean, every business, yeah.
seems like agriculture is getting ramrodded in every direction, but we're
Why
still...
Why is that?
Well, they took away our work comp exemption, and milk prices are down the chute, and, I mean, it's just harder and harder to get to keep going, but, you know, hopefully it'll turn around here with the... get some things improved in this country. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I sure hope so, too. Do you guys do mostly milk, then?
Some, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you know what, I watched a documentary one time, and it was nuts. They were, like, showing that some farms have to, like, literally pour their milk out so that it'll be worth something.
I don't know about that. We've
yeah.
You have extenuating circumstances like weather and stuff that have made it...
difficult.
Yeah, that make it where you have to dump milk. I don't know about people dumping milk just because.
It was probably one of those really biased documentaries.
Probably, yeah. Right. But, be really careful no matter what side you're looking at as far as, like, a lot of times people make documentaries about things they don't even know about.
Yeah, they get a quick cash out of it and they're good at being persuasive.
Right, right. Well, you know, anytime you can always take something out of context and turn it into something else. To fit your
Absolutely.
Agenda. So, you got to be careful on those things.
You're so right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that coming from another farm perspective that's not necessarily how everyone is.
It's one of those things. We live off the land, so our number one priority is to take care of the land, which is, I guess more environmental. You know,
yeah.
we don't want to just take, because, you know, you can only take so long, and farmers understand the cultivation of the environment, and we take care of our animals, you know, because it doesn't make any sense. It's kind of like your car. If you never took care of your car, you didn't fill it up with gas, you didn't put oil in it, well, what is it going to do? It's going to break down.
Run into the dirt, yeah.
So if you don't take good care of your animals and keep them happy and healthy, well, then they're not going to produce. So
absolutely.
All these places out here are trying to say that, you know, we're just out here to just destroy the environment and mistreat animals, it's ridiculous, because those are the two things that we're trying to sustain. So it doesn't
Yeah. That doesn't help you guys to do that at all.
Well, no, and it doesn't help anybody, you know, for us to do that. And you know, you do have ignorant people who aren't trained or aren't informed.
Mm-hmm.
And we fight to inform and help people every day. So we definitely are we're not bad, that's for sure.
No, you're doing it the right way, it sounds like. And how many employees do you guys have then?
We don't have very many. We're mostly family.
Okay. I was going to say, it sounds like a really family, like, local friendly kind of business you're running.
We try to be, yeah.
Good, good. So are you related?
Me? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. In what way? Are you like a daughter or wife?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My daughter.
Wow. So you grew up on a farm?
I did. Yep.
That is so cool. Oh my gosh. And what
are
other animals
people,
do you
what is
have?
It, two, is it 2% of the population these days?
Oh, I would be surprised if it was that much.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of animals. We're more just, we grow feed. So.
Okay. Got it.
It's kind of a roundabout way, you know, to feed people. But
yeah, anyway. I feel ya.
But yeah, I'll give Randy the message and have him call you back.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a good day.
Thanks, you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.